After dinner, Timon returned to his room to study for some virtual math exam. Grandma Ova offered Sasha a set of soft pajamas.
I always have extra sets here. They're new and soft. Don't worry, the fabric will adjust to your size. There are new toiletries in the bathroom. Use whatever you like.
Then she showed Sasha the guest room, which was next to Mason's. Grandma Ova looked up at him.
I heard the gazebo's finished.
You work fast.
He lifted a shoulder.
When you have something important to do, you need to get it done quickly.
He stood beside Sasha, wearing a casual shirt and high-tech denim, and smelling like a spicy blend of woods.
What's more important than my gazebo?
Grandma Ova demanded.
Absolutely nothing.
He patted her shoulder. Liar, but I'll forgive you this time. I'm heading to bed. I'll see you both tomorrow. Grandma Ova wheeled her chair down the hallway. Mason grabbed Sasha's hand and led her out of the house.
I want to show you something. Something important to me.
Outside, the warm breeze caressed Sasha's skin while the crickets played a soothing lullaby. The stars were so clear, they winked at her. She could also see silhouettes of asteroids, or whatever they were, floating about in the distance. He took her to the gazebo. It's stunning. She walked around the architecture. It was 3 times the normal size of a gazebo, with a circular counter for outdoor cooking and a lovely seating area that had netting to keep the bugs out. The roof had several solar discs that lit up the ceiling with soft lighting.
You built this?
Pride beamed on his face.
From a sketch to the finished product, the old one was destroyed when the tree fell on it.
The same tree that fell on Grandma Ova's legs? The same tree that damaged the house? His eyes glittered.
You're catching on, but no, not the same tree. The previous gazebo and house were constructed with poor quality materials. I'll tell you about that later.
Nodding, Sasha reviewed the extraordinary craftsmanship, the etchings on the wood panels, the texture of the metallic columns, the stone layout on the floor, and all of the labor that went into this work of art.
You brought magic to life, Sasha said.
I thought of you every day I was building it. Every panel I secured, every stone I laid out, every solar disk I attached was one step closer to you. I had to finish it so I could start something with you. Having you here to witness its completion is like a dream come true. You're my dream come true. I want to build a solid relationship with you.
His genuine words stopped her heart, and a flood of emotions welled up, making it hard for her to breathe. No one had ever said anything so beautiful to her. Sasha had come all the way here to find him, to demand answers as to why he hadn't come to see her, and he tossed those precious words at her that annihilated the barrier around her heart. Tears streamed down her face, and his fingers caught them. I don't know what to say.
Your tears have said enough. He pulled her in and kissed her gently. Then, deeply,
she fell into his embrace, loving the way his protective arms wrapped around her. She drew back to look at him and was lost in his purple eyes. Each speckle had a slightly different hue. They moved around like liquid colors, and her core quivered. Was it possible to get aroused from simply looking into a man's eyes?
Well, this green star being was doing exactly that to her. He smirked as his eyes dragged over her body, waking every nerve ending. If he could do this to her body with just one look, she desperately wanted to know how her body would react with skin-to-skin contact. Mason's eyes turned to mischief, as if he read her every thought. His arousal thickened against her body. Her heart pounded with urgent need. She lifted a hand to his chest and felt the frantic pounding of his heart.
My Cora beats for you, he said,
pulling her onto his lap as he sat on the bench outside the gazebo. He crushed his mouth to hers, kissing her hard. Frustration and need fueled the kiss. His mouth took and tantalized while his tongue teased and tormented. She responded with the same hunger. He changed the rhythm and softened the kiss. A seductive growl escaped his mouth. He drew back, looked at her as his hand stroked down the column of her neck.